Perfect.
Welcome to Feathercast. I'm speaking with Carlos Santana, and we are at ApacheCon in Miami. This is Wednesday, the second day of the event, and Carlos is involved with a fairly new project at the foundation called OpenWhisk. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Rich, for having me. I'm glad to be here.
OpenWhisk is still in the incubator, is that correct?
Yeah. We went into incubator around November, December of last year, so we recently started that process.
There's a lot of talks about OpenWhisk at this event, and there were even more that were submitted in the call for papers. So there's a lot of excitement around this project. Can you give us an overview of what the project is, what its use cases are, who should care, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so OpenWhisk is a implementation of a cloud platform for serverless. This is the term that is usually used for, where developers write their cloud applications without worrying about infrastructure, but more into event-driven programming. So they're writing functions to handle those events. So the cloud now, with the ecosystem of services and rich events, developers should care only about their business logic and not care much about their infrastructure. Well, they have to care, it's just somebody else implementing that part, right? So the level of abstraction becomes higher, so the value to bring value to the market is faster, easier for the developer to provide a cloud application. And the last one is maybe some around cost. So when servers are your functions are not running or events are not happening, you don't pay anything. Servers don't get used, we save energy, we save the planet, kind of a pitch I was given yesterday. But it comes down to utilization. Getting that VM to have it fully utilized with a lot of functions. Sandbox by container, so we use a container technology, OpenWhisk space, everything on container technology. So those are kind of the three dimensions of OpenWhisk: is serverless, where you don't manage the infrastructure, it's managed for you. Function as a service, you write functions, they get managed, you handle events. And then the cost model, where you pay for the milliseconds and gigabit seconds that your function runs.
So that's the operator side. On the developer side, if somebody wants to get involved in the OpenWhisk project, what do they need to know? What languages is this written in? And how can they get started contributing?
So there's two aspects to this. As a user, any committer or any contributor needs to start as a user to see if it has a use case for it. Simple use case would be creating a single page app or handling a database record, so or running something parallelly. To get started, you can use one of the vendors, like IBM is one of the vendors, provide that as a service, so it's easy to go to our IBM cloud, sign up for an account, it's free, it's a free tier, and you get started there, and you don't have to install anything in your laptop other than maybe a CLI tool to get your code up to the cloud. If you want to play with the open source project, it's very easy, it's on GitHub. We recently moved it into the Apache Foundation under GitHub, but also we provide an easy one-line command to get you a VM configuring your laptop, so you have the same cloud ecosystem and the same containers that we use in your laptop. So to get started, we have different programming languages that are supported or optimized for. So JavaScript with Node.js, Java, Swift, and Python. So I have three choices. You have four choices there that you can get started creating a single function. And we try to keep the programming model very simple, where the user writes pure functions. So there's no a lot of overhead of frameworks or third-party libraries. It's just a regular function in Node.js, taking input, taking output, and you implement that. To get started, you write a simple function. You can do a simple file, or you can zip your dependencies. So you write a Java function or a JavaScript function, and then you can invoke it directly. But the idea is that you take advantage of events. So we have a programming model where you define declarative with a CLI, or we have a UI. You define triggers and rules. So you want that function to run when something happens. So it's similar to if this, then that, right? So you're defining like when this trigger fires on for these events, then run this action through a rule. And we also have another programming model where you can do composition, so you can have sequences, so you can have independent functions, and you can chain them together where the output of one, of the first one, goes to the input of the second one, and they don't know each other at all. They can be different languages, right? You can, we have packages that you can leverage, so you can reuse other people's functions. So for example, we have one for CouchDB/CloudAnt that you can use just to insert documents, get documents, update documents, and also to listen to documents. So if somebody adds a document representing a customer, then you want to process that customer. Maybe you want to run functions in parallel or serially, and then you handle that event, and then you change actions together, and you build an application in the cloud where if there's workload, it will run and you pay some, but if there's no workload, there's no energy, you know, used, you don't get billed. So yeah, that's kind of like the story about getting started for a developer experience.
All right. If I want to learn more about OpenWhisk, where do I find out?
I think everybody uses Google search, but the website is openwhisk.org, and in there you will find links to our dev list. We have a Slack channel where we have we don't have IRC, but Slack looks like it's a modern way of getting a question answered. We use Stack Overflow. But I think Slack is with the commuters and the contributors. And one thing that we're seeing is users that after a week or so, they become also like contributors answering questions that they had at the same time. And that way we create a cycle in the community where docs get updated, it just gets open, the conversation happens in the dev list or Slack. Or issues, we have a GitHub issue. So I'm pretty happy with Apache and the foundation, and also the infrastructure team has been helping us a lot with all many repos that we have, because we're building an ecosystem. So we have a lot of tooling for editors, we have a CLI, we have packages for Apache Kafka, we have an alarm package, we have a serverless framework plugin. So it's a framework that allows you to compose your application and upload it to the cloud. So we have different repos where people can get involved and maybe help with issues or documentation. That's an easy way of helping out, but also getting started if you have an application in mind.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.